Randy Bogosimi and Aba City Lebongo Wellington and Wellington Access Radio 271.2 FM. Obambule to be kendra turanga rama dorobono nelo and asana tininga bani nondo bonwa and samay bugi tugutugu and bonwa lebongo Wellington. Imbule minaka sabo ambule to gani and as a tali and as a nimbula and as a nganga ni wani turanga o Jesu Kristo. Kaunita kana bose ni kalou and na roza ni kuwa na biba ungeti and a bitumberi kibikenda and a singani nai. Nakini mbule ni tabutu, nakini mbule ni tao, datiku mbule vale, senda baro tumwe umeno ni dhalaka, senda baro tumwe na loma ni motoka, unoza mga waru mwuki na mataka ni singani nai, sanu mitabi, mubi kinda bagi tuku wikenda, ena mataka ni singani kwa, ena Wellington Access Radio, ena Dua Sebono, Poinindua FM, ena singu minaka ni kwa, au nitaka, nina kauti kenda runa kaluki ni ndota nile volo, ni vingarami, ena singani nai, nakutumbeka mai, nisulandi wa andito, Simanande, Simai Dagadaka, Simai Wuli, so Samayloni will not Tunde too, and I will not go New Zealand, Kawaki to go to Lungo, Wellington, Osamambula to any weekend, and a Sigma in Hanikua, a Sana Rava Rava, Kolomakin and a Sigma in Hanikua, Maila Umbeka, the Kondrovin Bua, Sumaduata, Maimba, Patakira, O Kadabu, Maybiti, Televu, Rewa. Serwa unamosi. Sende mula dhabi unanroga matikina musa. Nesana dhabi wala umekina. Ausama umbule tugani. Ena sigmina nikuwa. Na yadha tali. Ni wanitura kwa Jesu Kristo.
Emeni. Ndivastosa wanitura kwa sigmina kanikuwa. Praise the Lord. The church of Madame Ike Nengasalivu. Emeni. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings. All the way from here, four shores at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zones scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. Worship centers, so we can be Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. For the group of yesterday, thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today, we would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in and for sure, but it is so we can go get us very vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the melodic in, I've been a catechin and the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. For the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the hearts that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the love we get on my TV and the Sawati, Kavakabota, we can and the Vakarong to make a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can go to the Malavala that came to the singing in Tombo. The Manada Miko Tibakina, Kakovakando Miko Kaiko, Gosai Zabadavanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can. And then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give their heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, Sakame Sangani Rawa. So we can just bullet, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job, they're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the service that you might not tell us and make a dabu, at all my viti, at allow, we come do my love, I can do malombula, now we live in a cemetery, my, come do my Namukela, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Voto, my only love, Fulan, the Batakiong, and Nimbulabinaka, my Lakemba, my Dia, Nombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulabinaka, and as Matakanisan and I, Mina, as a Samala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulabinaka, Watalakina, my Mwala, Nimbula Vinaka, Sendu with that, my Bunobatu, Katalakina, my Kandabu, my Zaki Ono, Kotsumusargira, Nimbula Vinaka, and to your Soma Malabu, Nimbula Vinaka, Kimdoma in a Soso, Menaviti, Kamatalaki, Kimdoma Yalombi, my Waya, the Roma Tunakunyalo Nikua, the Bagavina Vinakatuana Turana, and the Singa Vinaga Nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region, the Roma Nikola Tunyalo, Wingaswe, Nanaka Tusanakatiko, Hemeni, Nakawa Tusanaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. The cargo bala tusa and dona sing na tomba le my vehicle.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wala mula tal the weekend na turang na marama zarbo nong ni lewa zaga ba obisa. We stay sen ito zogo ni obisa. We lord ito zogo ni obisa. Nimbula mi naga ni ndo siya mati kumai. Sanga ni mula zaba vi kem ni na zaga ba matay valu. Dalay na mbuwa may dalay na maka may wayabi may lotoka kapature kukamai lambasa nimbula mi naga. We kemba kede ni matay valu nimbula binaka we kemundo na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai siria na vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa bina ni kwa nero itabi me kero ba mbula tiku bikenda ena singa bina ni kwa sita na nimbula labi bikenda na leo imiti ni la kwa angito ba la laka wangande ba kabuli se kemu ni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kwa misa ba mbula tiku ina fosua totoka tulen raki tobo suwa wakalindi marabu lalu reitu na isa sokolami wa ingena kita lenga embasi kalibu mai Ombega Viriawa, Katalaki, and the Tambongo, and the Mayas. Matagalis can in the Mogabina Kawana, Wasuana Turana, Tavi Kaya Togas, the Mutuana Langa Free, Kogarela Tura Matalisina, Sangani Sobi.
And
many, you go someone Ali Waliwa, you go someone away, Yonakalo, Somara Tumai, Aruza Malamalang again, Matalisina, Berlivi Salman, and only Yata Babatakinoa, Kina Langa Rodigu, somebody may go to Lingua, Sanga Mangando and you both tail, Nalanga Suliana Kalo. Kabi kenda ni voltamu, ena mazi una kena wase tinga dua, ruso ulgo al, ruso ulgadiwa ina tolso bulu. Dula ko mai biyo, kuis kemo dua ando sa, ola ni zolata, ola ni zolata, ola ni zolata. Eso sa, ola ni zolata sa andreke, so sa andreke andreke sa yara, so sa yara yara sa biu. Kei kato ko chisu, dula ko mai biyo, come on to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kan dula ko mai biyo, kuis kemo dua ando sa, ola ni zolata ni zolata bibi. Aku nak pakai lagi kem do, Hallelujah. Doktor bikin do, nak nunggu ibu ah. Hemeni.
Hemeni.
Ni sarau rau na nunggu ibu angge mamman dana nunggu dolar dolar.
Hallelujah.
Yang nabi sureti uos si bin dondoa. Kita tutu nabi sureti. Ngau indo nabi sureti ni uos si bin dondoa. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambula bos ni kalau ke kau kau kang atas sana kemuzungan ini selalu orang betirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemal ezru mangai bagatakila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai bagatakila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mana hal talaga nak orang mana nanduri mata ikhwa kena rarele ikhwa kesian talaga ni dua kaki kena rebuni tak rawa Kembali matanya ni sekarang ini, the solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God, and that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titi ko na bini songo songo lotu ba Kristo. Yung dona kamusi titi ko na lotu ba Kristo. Kena daulanga tumalibu na lotu ba Kristo sambule titi ko nindi. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yeah.
And it's a big challenge.
Exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we're just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Niger City, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And a Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God's authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we can wrong to menikua, don't come yado, and me two can do talikina no mumbula. Sonakai kuna kita, sonakai wakatalaka.
Yo.
Sonakai wakavi kwa sandi turumbe kaniado. Yes, I ado. Eniko ame roga tuko nando mene kilomi kwa. Na numa. Entu intu me na numu na numu. Na benga iko na numu ni bina kavi kwa. Entu intu me na kai na numu kwa ni bina kavi kwa. Yenda na railo malai da sengi ni reza na kani za vazawa. Gekau kwa vi kwa batike yao. Mebakana yawa ni lo malai me na ndele ni vurumura. Sabakaki na nanomu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini to ngunuti Bambakau. My father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. You're going to tell me that my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit. Yes. You could say, make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. I was saying, why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, Nakaiba Bulivikina, Bulivikina, and Dunikatini. I believe the making and the law.